Welcome to the Poetry Moment. This is Sam, a host and producer at Montana Public Radio. This week, I'm going to try and cram into 5 days a very brief history of pastoral poetry. We begin with a passage from Goat Song by Brad Kessler, copyright 2009. Some of the oldest found writing in the world comes from Uruk in southern Mesopotamia and dates from the 4th millennium B.C. The writings were etched with reeds on wet clay tablets and the tablets left in the sun to bake. The very first written records from Uruk are tallies of grazing animals entrusted to specific herdsmen by their owners. It's intriguing that the earliest known writing concerned itself with herding, and equally intriguing are the poems found in nearby Sumer 1,000 years later. Hymns to Sumerian gods and goddesses filled with pastoral imagery. One fragment from 2000 BC describes Jeshtanana, the sister of the Sumerian shepherd god, Demutsi. The poem blends so clearly the later oft-linked worlds of pastoralism and song. His sister of the sweet-voiced lyre, May Jeshtanana, sits in the fold. She milks the ewe and gives to the lamb. She milks the goat and gives to the kid. In her right hand she carries a churn. In her left, the young woman has a lyre and a harp. Pastoralism is a way of life based on breeding and herding of domestic ungulates. Cows, horses, goats, sheep, llamas, vicunas, reindeer, camels, and yaks, to list a few. Pastoralism first appeared in the Near East and Central Asia in the Neolithic era, about 10,000 years ago. What started as a new food economy became in time an institution with its own values, rituals, and social powers. Once humans relied on hoofed animals for their livelihood, their view of the world began to change. The first pastoralists developed a different cosmology from that of hunters and gatherers who preceded them. To hunting cultures, animals were equal, independent, numinous. They appeared and disappeared at will. Domestic animals, on the other hand, had no such autonomy or power or independence. They were not a gift of a god or a god itself, but instead were beasts bred by and for humans. And that was a passage from Goat Song by Brad Kessler, copyright 2009.